What's good, Dallas? This is your girl, Brianna Javon. And if you've been thinking about starting a podcast or taking yours to the next level, I've got you covered. Book a podcast power session with What's Good Productions. In just 30 minutes, we'll tackle your ideas, crush those hurdles, and get your podcast ready to shine. Visit whatsgood-productions.com or click the link in the show notes. Now let's get ready for the show.
I've lost 50 pounds just brain tap.
Okay. So me doing my research, that is something that I saw. Yes. That it helps with weight loss.
Yes.
Also found, like, as far as connection with financial, I saw a whole lot of different things. And I'm just like, with this device, how are we doing this?
The What's Good Podcast. Are you ready? Your number one source
to all the keys in the industry.
With Brianna Javon.
It's the What's Good Podcast.
What's good? Hey, ladies and gents, this is your girl, Brianna Javon, and we are here with another episode of What's Good Podcast. I am excited. We are still in the wellness series. And as you can see, we do have another guest. Her name is Dr. Jeanine K. Can't forget the K.
Can't forget the K, baby.
And how are you today?
I am well.
That's good.
How are you, my love?
I'm doing amazing.
Awesome. Thanks for having me here.
Absolutely. I am excited to get into our conversation.
Indeed.
And so, as you guys know, we do not have interviews. We have genuine conversations. And we start off with our icebreaker. Are you ready for yours?
I'm ready for the icebreaker. Break the ice.
Okay. You're a doctor, a creative, and a community leader. What's one daily ritual or practice that grounds you no matter how busy life gets?
Oh, breath.
Ooh, okay.
Breath, the source of all things. It's like, if you're not breathing, you're not living. Breath, it resets me every single time, no matter what's happening, what kind of day I'm having, whether it's good or bad or in between, I breathe. If I can feel myself breathing, then I can change the outcome of any situation.
Do you have like a technique in specific?
Yeah, so there's several breathing methods that I do. My simplest one is inhale. So we're inhaling through the nose and we hold it for 4 counts and then we breathe it out through the mouth. So very simple. I'm inhaling for 4. I'm holding it for 4. I'm blowing it out for 4.
Is that
box? You would do it 4 times. So you would inhale, hold, blow out, hold. Yeah. But yes, very similar. And you can do your own pattern. In for 1, out for 3. It really doesn't matter necessarily the seconds. What matters is the intention. So yeah, what am I doing? What is this breath for? I'm breathing to reset myself. I'm breathing to calm down my sympathetic nervous system and let my body know that a bear isn't chasing me. So yeah.
Beautiful. Okay, I feel like we already set the stage.
Right, come on then. That icebreaker broke the ice.
Indeed.
That's what it's supposed to do.
Indeed. Okay, so we always start off with our genuine conversation.
Yes.
Who is the guest? So for you, who is Dr. Jeanine K?
I am a healer. That is the title that, one, I've become most comfortable with, and two, that I've grown to kind of love and harness. It could come across as very pompous, but I believe in God and God, the creator of all things, and that God shows up in all things, and I am. And because he is, I am. So I'm empowered and endowed with that same thing. And I just happen to have a doctorate in natural medicine. So I just happen to be a holistic practitioner with the education to help people be their own healer. But it is my office, what I do. And that's not just physically being able to touch or heal somebody. It's being able to help people realize that the power is already within. You just have to activate it.
Love that. Yeah. So I want to talk about your individual genes. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of times with our own experience, that's how we are able to help other people.
Absolutely.
Right? And so with you, how did you get to where you are today?
Oh, that's a big old, you know, this podcast ain't long enough to talk about that. Honey. That's a tall order. I would say, in short, to get to this place as practicing as a holistic practitioner and a healer, one, I'm going to say the foundation of even getting to this point was pain. Mm-hmm. So I believe it was, what is this year? 2022, I believe I wrote my first memoir unstuck and unbothered. And it was how I turned obstacles into opportunity. And I talked about several of the stories in my life that impacted me. My grandmother dying, my mother being diagnosed with cancer, you know, me falling off of a scooter. These things that were pivotal moments, my brother getting in a vegetative state, paralyzing in a vegetative state, and me taking care of him was at the last bit of that. Well, all of them were rooted in pain and how I had to adapt to the pain so that I could come out more with purpose. In the birthing world, you say use the pain as your power. Mm-hmm. Those contractions, those cramps, that everything that's happening in your body, like, get this demon seed out of me. You use your pain as power. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I did in all my instances of being hurt and rejected and just not knowing what to do. I use that as my power to become a holistic practitioner to help people learn how to heal themselves.
So what does that mean to you mm-hmm. when you say giving people the journey for them to heal themselves? Because a lot of times we feel like we have to go to doctors. And you being a doctor, right?
Yeah.
And so holistically, what does that mean that you do have the power to heal yourself?
Yeah, so I want to say just first, it's like no knock against the doctor, honey. Because if you fall off of something and something on you comes open and it's gushing with blood, do not. You know what I'm saying? Do not under any circumstances come see me. Mm-hmm. I can't. What? That's not. Go to the ER. Go to the urgent care. Go see the doctor. Uh-huh. Not go see the real doctor, but mm-hmm. go see that doctor. Mm-hmm. That's what that doctor is designed to do.
Absolutely.
Now, once you get sewed up, patched up, wrapped up, and all the things up, and you want to heal, come see me. Because that happens internally.
Yeah.
That's a mind thing. That's a spirit thing. That's a whole thing that changes the body. It's the mind and the spirit that morph and change the body and shape it to where it needs to be. So when I say I can help people get there, it's just about teaching people who they are and whose they are. And if you understand it from a scientific perspective, if I give you numbers, like your brain is 100 billion neuron bit processor, 100 billion neurons. There's like over a trillion synapses in your brain. That means the power to connect. So you're constantly wiring and firing. 60 to 80,000 thoughts a day happen in your subconscious mind. Like you are powerful. The ability to speak a thing and to see the thing come into fruition, like you are bad, shut your mouth.
I know that's right.
And people don't necessarily know that. Or if they think that, then they have to feel bad about being too much or feeling pompous or whatever. Like, I don't know what Bible some people be reading sometimes, but mine says he told the people who he was.
Absolutely.
I am the way. I am the truth. I am the light. What if you walked up on a street corner and somebody be like, and you say, who are you, Dr. Judane Kent? I am the way.
Uh-huh.
I am the truth. Mm-hmm. I am the light. Like, we've been taught to somewhat shrink so we can fit into other people's bubble of who they think we should be, or we can't be too much. So when I'm saying I'm teaching people how to heal, I'm teaching people how to harness that power that you have inside. There's nothing wrong with that power. You use that power so that you can get to your purpose. Mm-hmm. Use that pain, turn it into your power. Use that power to get to your purpose.
Mm-hmm. So good. Okay, so I can only talk about myself, but I've also seen it as well, right? Just living life, period.
Yes.
A lot of times we are on autopilot, mm-hmm. right? And we're working as a business owner, working to get money, working to get the next client. If you're in a relationship, I'm here, but am I really present in this relationship?
Right.
You know, a lot of times we just go with the flow. And so a lot of times we don't recognize those patterns that we may be depressed, or there may be a situation that we need to change our mindset, but we're just still sticking to it because, you know, we're comfortable in a sense, right?
Absolutely.
How do you walk your clients through on to tap in to say, nah, babe, like, you really need some help. We got to really figure out what's going on. And for people who are listening or watching, they haven't even realized that there is anything going on. They just know something isn't right. How can you direct them to actually sit down and self-reflect to figure out, like, what's the first step to get on this path of healing?
Yeah, very good question. Fortunately and unfortunately, I have the power to see, to discern, to feel. I can sometimes be in a room with a whole bunch of people and feel everybody's energy at once. Mm-hmm. And it is something I wish I could turn off. Mm-hmm. I just would just turn that switch off. I can't. So I always have to have something on me that protects me to keep my energy mine and everybody else's energy theirs
until it's time to turn it on.
Now, if you're in a session with me that you paid for, we want that to be on, right? So I can't help it. So the way I do that is, one, I'm quiet enough so that I can hear what's being said and see what's not being said. I understand human psychology. So I understand that everybody comes with a representative. So my objective is to identify the representative as being presented to me, understand why that representative is being presented to me, and then how I can get this person without offending them to see that they are representing something. And sometimes that's difficult because we lie to ourselves. Yeah. So, you know, it was Lauren, baby, mm-hmm. what she said, people lie to themselves.
Absolutely. Well,
what makes you think? Every day.
It's a facade.
It is. And so I tell people I can't do any more than what you're going to allow. And the biggest person to get out of the way is you. So I'm not going to say I try, but I set the intention to come to, not even come across, but to, I set the intention for genuineness and authenticity so that people can relate to me, which is why I'm very open. If we're in a session and if I need a glass of whiskey, that's what's going to happen.
Okay.
I am going to have whiskey.
I am not mad at that.
In my session. I'm gonna do whatever it is I need to do to facilitate. Mm-hmm. And to, now, if I'm having a session with the church mother, that's 68.
See, that's what you feel.
You know, and I think a lot of people respect that. I have older clients as well, and they respect the fact that I have humor. They respect the fact that
Absolutely. That
I will just say whatever. It's just an unbridled tongue, of course, to in respect, but they just respect that because a lot of people are closed into this thing.
Yes.
So I want the client to know, I want the person to know, one, we're the same. Mm-hmm. You know, I went to school to be a licensed professional counselor, and I got out right towards the end. One, because I found out I couldn't counsel my mom and them. Okay. And that's why I went in the first place.
Right.
You know, everybody got one of them uncles, Rick or something, right? That you just need, you want to be able to just learn why he think like that.
Yes.
So that I got into that for mm-hmm. that. And I wanted to be able to help my parent, my family. So if I couldn't do that, I didn't want to be an LPC. So I went mm-hmm. the life coaching way. Mm-hmm. There was something annoying, and total respect to LPCs, but there was something annoying to me when I was being taught and going through the master's program, was that it seemed like I was on this plane and my clients were on this plane.
I see what you're saying.
And I had to explain to them why they weren't where I was. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, even just so what I hear you saying is, mm-hmm. and so it like, I can't tell any personal stories. No, mm-hmm. I'm going to sit there with my whiskey and say, baby, I understand exactly
what you're going through.
Mm-hmm. Because, and that doesn't mean I make it all about me, but I have a story. I literally have a story for every one of my clients.
Yeah.
Everything that they've experienced, I have a story that's similar. What does that do now that makes us relatable? Mm-hmm. That builds trust and foundation. And now you're telling me things ultimately that you've never told another soul.
Because they feel comfortable.
You feel comfortable mm-hmm. and you can trust me mm-hmm. that way. So to answer your question, that was a long answer, but it's the authenticity, the genuineness that I bring and that says I'm human. And all I want to do, my chief objective and intention, is to help you heal. I don't want to heal you. I don't need you telling people I'm a healer. That's me in my office that I hold. But I help you because I am a healer. My job is to help you be your own healer, not to heal you.
Yes.
That's two different things.
And give the people some guidance.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you mentioned customer, you mentioned client, you mm-hmm. mentioned a few words.
Uh-huh.
And so let's go ahead and get into brain tap.
Okay.
Now, this was my very first time hearing it. I went to Founders Day.
Yes.
And that's where we met, baby. She was putting me on with the child. We was at Duckyville. I was like, put me on.
Yes.
Okay. And so we had a great conversation. So I was like, we got to get you on. And I thought really for wellness, because this is something that I've never heard, never thought of. And so I was like, oh, she can give the people some education.
Yes.
So please let us know about BrainTap and how did you get into it?
BrainTap. Like, I have my little box here. I tell you, I carry this around like Will Smith. You know, Pursuit of Happiness. Yeah. He had that big old machine. Yes. You see me getting at the car, I'm gonna get out with my
so I was like, you need some help, you got it.
I'm gonna get out my little suitcase. But inside of it is just this, and it's literally a headset. There's lights in the ears and lights on the eyes, and it's a self-hypnosis device. So a lot of times when I say self-hypnosis, people are like, so well, who? I remember when I became licensed hypnotherapist, I asked my girlfriend, can I hypnotize? I was like, girl, can I hypnotize you? She was like, uh-uh, you're not going to have me barking like no dog.
I know.
And jumping on one foot.
Because initially what she would think of is like some type of manipulation.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I get it.
And all we know is coming to America.
That's all we
That's it. That's all we This is not that. Hypnotherapy is not that. I'm not controlling you. I'm allowing you entry into your past memory so you can go back and change the way they happened in your subconscious mind. This is not about me putting you in a trance and making mm-hmm. you do things that I want you to do. This is me guiding you to an image, to a traumatic moment, perhaps in your childhood, and instructing you to remove the color from that moment, make it black and white. Now, think about what you would have liked to happen in that moment. Here's the thing about the brain, it's powerful, but it's so malleable.
Absolutely.
And it doesn't know the difference between good or bad, right or wrong. It only knows what you think about the most and what you feel. You gotta feel it. You have to believe it. It has to actually be a thing, be real to you. We wanna see it first before we believe it. But we gotta believe it before we see it. So this takes the fight out. This helps the people not lie to me when we in counsel.
Absolutely.
About what they're doing and what they're not doing. You got in a session, in a good holistic session of mine, is about 40, 45 minutes. Okay. You got 10 minutes to tell me who shot John and why. Mm-hmm. And why you feel the way you feel about it.
Uh-huh.
You got 20 minutes to brain tap. And we got 10 minutes for me to give you a nice strong pat on the back mm-hmm. and an encouraging word out. That's okay. it. And there ain't none of that laying on no couch telling me why you so sad.
Right.
And then you leaving sad.
Yeah. There's no difference from coming in and leaving.
So this, I'm helping you reprogram your subconscious mind to think thoughts that better serve you.
Okay.
This gets you into a deep delta wave sleep. And that's where your brain can actually rest and reset. Our body can't heal unless we sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Because our brain is going nonstop. It's going nonstop. Yeah. Anything that goes nonstop has to rest at some point. So that's what the brain tap is, in short. Each session is about 20 minutes. There's over 2,000 programs on there. I always say if you got in it, you can tap out of it. I've lost 50 pounds just brain tap.
Okay. So me doing my research, that is something that I saw.
Yes.
That it helps with weight loss.
Yes.
Also found, like, as far as connection with financial. I saw a whole lot of different things, and I'm just like, with this device, how are we doing this? So if you can provide a case study, even if it's yourself, because you said you lost 50 pounds.
Indeed.
Let's talk about it.
Indeed. And on the, so I'm a BrainTap partner, and let me go back to how I got it. I got it mm-hmm. in my doctorate program. They would tell us to study and then BrainTap so we can remember what we studied. So that's how I started using it for memory. But I was working in early childhood. I've been in early childhood for over 25 years, and there were a lot of 3 and 4 year olds with behavioral issues, which of course is developmentally appropriate, right? But they were like getting kicked out of school
yeah.
and stuff and throwing themselves down, nonverbal self-harming, all of these things.
Extreme.
And there was one little boy in my early childhood, and I put this BrainTap on, you know, and he started acting different.
Wow.
It calmed him down. I got him from throwing himself on the floor, banging his head on the thing. And so I was like, wait a minute, I might be on to something.
Right. What is this device really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I had a client come to me with cancer.
Mm.
Then with diabetes, autism, ADHD.
Really?
Now, even dementia. Because this isn't something that just got cooked up in the backyard. This is based in quantum physics, which is what mm-hmm. the basis of my degree. This device has been around for over 10 years. Dr. Patrick Porter is the one that created this. This is no different than you reading the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing programming in, again, that word hypnosis jacks people up.
Right.
There's no programming in here that's going to cause you to harm anything. Everything is affirmative. Everything is talking specifically to your parasympathetic nervous system. It's talking specifically to your brain. It's giving commands to your body. It's allowing you to relax so that information can be plugged into your head and your body so that you can become your optimal self. So any dis-ease, that's all disease is dis-ease. Any dis-ease that's disrupting your body and how it was designed to live and function can be reversed.
Okay, so I have to dive into this a little bit more because I can definitely see autism.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to, for an example, diabetes. Because isn't that like the bloodstream? Or is this for pre-diabetic?
It doesn't matter whether it's pre or existing diabetic.
Type 1, type
2? Doesn't matter. Type 1, type 2, 10. It doesn't. None of that matters. Mm-hmm. Because these are societal ways and precursors that they've put on us. Based on data sets. Based on things that happen. You have to be able to interpret the information. That's a part of getting a degree in something. Mm-hmm. This is the data. I have 5 people over here that are Black that are dying of cancer. Why? And they're all women. Why? So I'm going to analyze each one and see what this one was doing. Oh, that's the same as what that one was doing. That's the same that one was doing. So now I have a study that says 3 in 5 Black women this age that do this die of cancer. I'm not giving the real statistic, but I'm just making an example.
An example.
That's how it works. So you collect it in that regard. Anything that happens in the body, because if I know how the body works, if I know what all 11 body systems are designed to do, and I can see, I have another device where I can see what every organ tissue.
The AO scan.
Yeah, the AO scan.
Okay. Explain what that is a little bit.
Yeah, so the AO scan, it's a bioresonance device. It detects the energy in your body. So I don't even have to necessarily be near you. I have a client that I see in New York virtually, and I scan her that way. It's a frequency. So if you listen to the radio, if you listen to 104.5, you can't get what's on 104.5 by turning to 104.3. You're not tuned to the right frequency. Mm-hmm. Everything is a vibration. Everything moves. And so your pattern, your profile in my AO scan is your vibration. Everything has it. So if I'm going to send a homeopathic remedy to you, I'm going to send you the vibration. Everything is energy. If I'm happy, my happy energy coming into a room is going to make you happy. I didn't have to give you a pill. Mm-hmm. I didn't have to give you a shot. Mm-hmm. You got high off of my happy.
Right.
That's energy.
Mm-hmm.
That's energy. So that's all the AO scan does. So now back to that. If I know exactly what's happening in the body and which system is being disrupted, now I can use my brain tap to speak specifically to that system that's being disrupted. So it has to get back in alignment because I'm giving it a directive. We make it a lot more complicated than it needs to be. It's I have this body. Mm-hmm. I have this mind. I control my body. My body does not control me. That's one thing I would tell my brother who was in a vegetative state. Like he would stroke out and do all that spasm and they want to rush in and give him Ativan. No, we don't want him suppressed.
Yeah.
But I started touch therapy, like emotional nursing. And I would touch him and I would tell him, you control your body. Your body does not control you. And so that's like what we all need when we start having anxiety attacks or when we want to choke somebody out. Oh, okay, well, I'm the only one, huh?
Yeah.
When I want to choke somebody out,
uh-huh.
You control your body. Your body does not control you. There is nothing that's happening in this system that you don't have 100% complete control over. It don't matter who your mama was, who your daddy was, what your grandma had, what your great-grandma had, what's in your blood, what's in your DNA, what's in your lineage. None of that matters. Because just like there is genetics, they got your nose looking like it's looking and your eyes and your hair. There's epigenetics. And that means my environment is changing my DNA. What I read, what I eat, what I look at, what I listen to, the
your
people
input.
I'm vibrating with.
That's really good. Come on. Okay. And so when it comes to the brain tap, you said, how long is the session?
20 minutes.
So within that 20 minutes in your own journey, right? What are some things just to give people a sneak peek, what are some emotions or feelings, anything of that nature that you can share with us during that experience?
So when I initially started using it, I wanted to see what was going on. So I was very present to what was happening. The first emotion is calm. And I'll say this, there's a lot of voices on BrainTap. There's a lot of people. I remember one mother telling me she didn't want BrainTap because she said, "Babe, I'm trying to hear the voice of God. I can't have people talking in my ear." Mm-hmm. People talk. But there's something, it's a single voice, which is only one voice, and then there's a dual voice. So you could be listening to the single voice and the dual voice will come in and come on a different side of your ear to bounce that frequency to the other side. It's to help your brain mellow out.
Okay.
The left and the right side of your brain. But some people get too distracted because they're trying to listen to what this one is saying. And then they're like, okay, now that one talking. Now I'm listening to that one. The objective is for you to get so disoriented with it that you don't listen to anything.
Ah.
You just go to sleep.
Okay.
So my first emotion is calm, like, ooh, that's nice. I like these lights. I'm looking up. My eyes supposed to be closed. I like these lights. I like these. But afterward, I feel rested. I feel energized. And calm, like I'm noticing things don't necessarily rear me up. From taking care of my brother, I had this heart condition called supraventricular tachycardia. It's SVT. It's when your heart goes in a constant loop. And so I wear my Apple Watch because my Apple Watch saved my life. It woke me up. My heart rate was 186.
Mm.
And that's very high to just be mm-hmm. sleeping. So if my Apple Watch hadn't woke me up, I could have had a heart attack or a stroke. So I wear my Apple Watch just to see what my heart rate is doing from this disease, just from having all that caregiver strep, my heart just mm-hmm. does the thing. And I used to keep a panic button in my car. So when people honk at me or I'm in traffic or whatever, I can ring this panic button mm-hmm. to reset my heart rhythm. So
okay.
I don't
yeah.
spaz out mm-hmm. this thing. When I started brain tapping, I didn't need my panic button. My 14-year-old son, who has a deep voice, would have to knock on the door before he came around the corner to speak. Because if he just came around the corner and started talking, "Mommy,"
right,
it would jilt my heart up.
And it would start going in circles. I can see that.
Since the brain tap, none of that. I'm calm. I'm mellow. I'm able to feel what my heart is doing. I'm able to feel what my body is doing. I'm able to give my body the same directive that I hear on the headset when I'm not under.
Wow. Okay. That is so interesting to me. Okay. So our next segment is now we're going to talk about highs and lows because you gave a lot of different spaces in your life. You've done a lot of different things. You gave us a journey. Right. And so I want to know within that journey itself, what was a pivotal moment? This is our highs and lows.
Okay.
A pivotal moment where you questioned yourself. If it was being a caretaker for your brother, getting into brain tap, you being in the program to now be a life coach versus continuing the program previously. What was a pivotal time in your life to where you questioned if I should be on this journey? And you're here today. So what did you do to, of course, self-reflect to say, okay, no, I'm on the right path?
I'm going to give you like one and a half. I'm going to give you the half first. Right after I got certified as a holistic practitioner, didn't even really know what the brain tap was capable of doing really, but somewhat experienced it, wasn't using it really consistent with myself yet. And I think I was new with the AO scan. A family friend asked me to help with someone who had cancer. And I was like, "Ooh, the C word." Mm-hmm. "Well, you took such good care of this person. Can you help over here, please? This is what we need. This amount." And I was, "Woohoo! Mm-hmm. What? I don't think I'm qualified for that. I don't think I can really do that. I don't think." But I did all that I knew and actually helped improve the quality of life for that person. And the cancer was shrinking. And I mean, all of these great things were happening. And then they passed.
Oh, wow.
And I felt a defeat. And this is almost the same defeat that I felt when my brother passed, mm-hmm. that I didn't do good enough to help this person. So that's one time that I questioned, like, am I really for this path? One, because how many times am I going to feel that defeat?
Yeah.
Because I do understand from having so many people close to me pass that everybody's got to go that way. That's not an avoidable exit door. And it's not a if, it's when. Mm-hmm. So I can either lose myself in it every time it happens, or I can accept that it's going to be something else and try to reframe it and look at it differently. If they go, okay, now they come back in a butterfly, or when the bird lands on my your window, yeah, that's my brother, or that, mm-hmm, that kind of thing that keeps, you know, hope, mm-hmm, alive. So if you don't have hope, then you don't have anything. So I question that. And was just reassured later that it wasn't that. It was, the objective was not to keep somebody alive or not. It was to extend the quality of their life, because they had X amount of months at the beginning to live, which I think is interesting that somebody that did not give you life gives you a time stamp on how much you have to live. That just bothers my spirit. But okay, you got X amount of time to live. So I extended that, which was the same thing I was gifted to be able to do with my brother.
Absolutely.
For almost 2 years. And I took pride in that the second time, or the first, that was the point five. Mm-hmm. One where I was like, is this the path? Lord, I'm going to go work at the Buc-ee's. Scan and puff corn, you know, because they pay good. I just want y'all to know, if y'all don't.
And I can tell you looked into it too. Because you,
baby, what?
And I'm mad at you. I'm not mad at you.
Buc-ee's pays good. Liz, that's what I want you to know. The manager of the car wash, mm-hmm, is getting about 28 an hour. I don't, y'all even understand. To scan the puffed corn, you come in at 18. 18 easy.
I ain't mad at that.
18 easy. The bathrooms is clean. Mm-hmm. Perks is good. I was trying to work at Buc-ee's. You understand me?
It was very intentional.
I hit intentional places because I did all of this work to open up this wellness center. I got this space, 3,100 square foot building, got approved for it, paid my first last month, did a fundraiser, did all the things in there, knocking out the walls and building up the stuff and putting my scriptures and my affirmations, had a soft opening, did the whole bit, got a grant for $50,000, all the work and doing all the things. I know this is for me. I needed $50,000. More dollars to finish the build out, and I couldn't get it. My credit was bad, so I couldn't get no loan, line of credit, none of the stuff. I had already raised this amount of money, so I couldn't, stuck at that last $50,000. And I'm like, I need to know, God, what is, I need to know. This is me telling God, don't you send a word through nary another person. I need to hear from you. So I took a drive down to the water. And I said, show me. I have this thing where I do like sign ministry. I'm in a stage of, I need to know what's happening. I need a sign. I need to know which direction. I let the billboards talk to me. And I only focus on the ones that resonate. So, of course, if I pass by a Brahms sign, it's not going to resonate if it's nothing. But I said, show me. I saw a sign that says, waste your time in another store, not this one.
Oh.
And I was like, it was all these signs.
Oh, wow.
And I said, okay, if that's you, I need to see it 3 times. Mm-hmm. Confirm. Went down a little further. Same sign.
Not the same
sign. Third time, same sign. It was just worded different. Same all these, same three. I said, okay, God, that's it. I went and told the landlord, I'm not going to go forward with it. It's too much of a strain. It's too much of stress. It's too much of a pressure.
Still obedience for me.
Yeah. I could not subject myself to the same physical harm that I felt when I was caring for my brother. And it should not, in my mind, we should all over ourselves, right? But it should not be this hard to help people heal.
It
should not. Mm-hmm. I can't create a wellness center through this because I'm not going to be well.
Absolutely.
In 5.2 more minutes of this. So I had to pivot, and that almost took me out. And you have people that invested in me that I'm like, hey, I'm going to get you that 20K. I'm going to get that back. I'm going to run it back to you. I don't know how.
Right.
But I'm going to get it back to you.
We're going to figure it out.
And so I had to pivot. And that's when I got the space at the deck and decided that I was going to pull out one product from my thing and make it the focus. Mm-hmm. And that happened to be the Brain Tap. And I started selling these packages to businesses and organizations that want to increase their bottom line and that also want to help people heal. And I started selling the packages and people started buying them. I sold a package for $2,750. And that's the Brain Tap chair, the headset, a business guide where I show you how to make $22,000 a month, a month.
And so you're a practitioner and you're a seller. Love that.
Yeah.
So that's two ways of income.
Absolutely. I sold eight of these to date, and I started this in eight packages. Rather, I started this in late May. So ideally,
like late May this year,
when I had to pivot, I lost my car. I got evicted from my house. I could not get a job at Bucky's. I couldn't get a job at the Starbucks, the Target. Yes. Call the people out. No, I was overqualified. I had 5 degrees.
Yeah, I'm about to say, because you had so many degrees.
And I even tried to amend the degrees to some to be like, she ain't got no master's. She ain't got no doctorate. Just leave that out.
Yeah.
I couldn't even work at the Brahms if I went. It was just, I was stuck. I was in a holding pattern.
Oh, I know how that feels. Yeah.
And I'm like, if I need, because had I gone to work, I probably wouldn't have thought of the concept pulling this out and making
it
a package.
You were stretched. Absolutely.
So I had to become, and this was a part of the campaign, to become my own capital. I am the capital.
Come on.
Because I have the stuff to put together, to get the money, to now bank it over here. I don't need the bank to bank me, since I'm unbankable right now. Because I'm going to continue to be unbankable if I can't be hired. Or if don't nobody procure my services. Mm-hmm. So I had to become the capital. Mm-hmm. I had to not be the damsel in distress laying down in the middle of the ground saying, help me, somebody, I'm bleeding. Woe is me. Mm-hmm. Get up, get top, use those degrees and do it and become the capital. And see for yourself if it works. Okay, my Bible say, try me now and see.
Yes, indeed.
You got to execute. And this came, now we were talking about Miss Frances off camera before, but this came from France. She taught me mastery, the ability to execute effortlessly. You got to put that word effortlessly in there, without struggle. The ability to execute effortlessly without struggling. So if you're struggling, you're not in mastery.
No.
Remember when I said it should not be this hard? Mm-hmm. I wasn't in mastery. I'm trying to help people heal that have no idea the power of this or this or this. And this is, a session is $50. Okay, you can come in for a 20-minute brain tap session for $50. $50? Three AO scans is $247.
$247?
When it's the same thing across the way for $1,200.
Yeah.
And people gladly play it because they know what it's doing.
So good. Mm-hmm. All right. One free advice for the people. A lot of times we go to these seminars and we're not getting what we need. In this particular segment, either one statement, one word, whatever the case may be, that's actionable for the people to take today that's listening or watching.
I would say be intentional.
I think that is definitely the foundation of this episode.
be intentional. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't know, being intentional about finding out will bring you clarity and knowledge. It is universal law. Whatever you think about the most is what's going to happen. Energy flows where attention goes.
Absolutely.
If you think about it, the universe has no other choice but to manifest it physically. If this is my vibration, and this is beyond hoodoo, voodoo, voodoo, mm-hmm. It doesn't matter who you believe in. I'm talking about just believing in you. And energy and how it affects. So if you're intentional, you will be able to get all the clarity that you need to move to the next spot and then wait there for your intention. But be intentional before you just move about the cabin. Mm-hmm. Know where the bathroom is before you get up to go. Look around a little bit, honey, you know? Otherwise, you're going to start walking around and you're going to get in a tight and now your body is taking over and your emotions are up and out of key. Now you're about to pee on yourself when all you had to do, Susie Q, was look back. How far is it? How many steps is it going to take me to get there? Let's go.
That is so good. Very good symbolism. So good. Okay. Doctor, tell the people, Dr. Janine.
Yes.
How can they reach out to you? You mentioned the prices. You mentioned the location. Let's put it all together so there's no excuse of why the people are not reaching out to you.
No excuse. I am on all socials as Dr. Janine K, at DrJuneneK. And I'm the real me on there. So you're going to have to see what that means by getting on yonder. I am also at getbraintapped.com, getbraintapped.com. That's where you can book a session with me and get all the information about brain tapping. I am healed, period. .com. That is my healing movement where I teach people how to be their own healer. You can get gear. I have sweatshirts on there. I am healed, period. And yeah, that's how you get in touch with me. I'm also located in the Deck Network, Shops at Red Bird. If you haven't been there, it's on the backside in between Parkland and Texas Workforce Solutions. So that's how you get at me.
I love that. Okay, I'll make sure we have all the links so you can click, sign up, purchase, consult. Get the gear, all the above.
Yes, indeed.
All righty. I want to thank you before we even get to the motivational moment. I am so grateful for this conversation.
Thank you.
This is so good. Okay. So for our motivational moment, as you guys know, it's either going to be a quote, Bible verse, whatever the case may be. If it sparks my eye, I bring it on here. I share my thoughts. The guest shares their thoughts. And it's a wrap. Mm-hmm. And so ours is a Bible verse. Beloved, which is something that you use. That is so funny. Okay, sorry, I got excited. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. And this is 3 John chapter 1, verse 2. I'm going to say it again. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. So for me, when I hear this, for one, it's just so crazy because you use beloved. And I'm like hearing you say it as I am reading this. But to me, when I read this, it's like you said, with frequency. When you walk in it, it is okay to wish that on somebody else when it comes to having good energy, when it comes to wanting better for someone, when you want people to prosper. I know I tell a lot of people and they laugh at me. Before I leave them, I'm like, have a blessed one, you know, because I want that blessing for me. And I'm learning to really be intentional of how I lead people, being intentional about my energy in front of people. There was a conversation that I had with my best friend where she was going through some stuff and she's like, can you talk? And I'm like, at this moment, not right now, because I'm not in that energy where you want me to be. So let me give you a call back once I am ready. And then we can chat about some things.
Yeah.
And so later when I told her about that, she was like, girl, you are really working on your emotional intelligence. And I'm like, I am, girl.
Yes, come on. I friend really identifying. That's a friend right there.
Because we really do talk like that with each other. Because it's like, I can't pour from an empty cup.
Nope.
Right? And so just really being intentional about wanting the best for other people, but it got to start with yourself. Wanting the best for yourself. And so when you hear that Bible verse, what do you think?
Listen, it's one of the good ones for me. I wish, but first of all, I wish above all things. To me, we just start there. Above anything else. Above anything else. And that means all the things that we're normally that are normally cumbersome to us, our health, our financial situation, our relationships, our occupation, all of that. I wish above all things, all the stuff you're thinking about, that you will prosper. And when I think of prospering, it's going from here to there.
With abundance.
In all areas of my life. Prosper, we could say for all intents and purposes in business, is scaling. Let's use that. I wish above all things that you would scale or prosper and be in good health, not just any kind of health, good health. That means my mind, my body, my spirit in good health. That means every organ, every cell, every tissue, every fiber of my being lines up with the way it was designed to design. It was created in good health and prosper, even as your soul prospers. So there's got to be something very specific about my soul.
Yes, indeed. So good. All right. As we wrap up, is there anything you feel like I left out today? Anything you want to share with the people?
I just want to say at the tag of that, there's more to it. There's more to it. It doesn't end until it's over.
Indeed. Until I'm finished.
And who determines that? Until they're sprinkling my, because I'm going to be cremated. Until they're sprinkling me on the situation.
Yeah.
It's not over.
It's not over.
What am I learning from this that I can share? If not for me, for somebody else, so they don't have to go through this hard way.
Absolutely.
This treachery. I done made up a word. Treachery. It's not even.
That amazing. Sound good to me. The people didn't know. That's so, you know. It's treachery.
It's right, you're confident. It's just treachery. Treachery. I think I'm trying to say drudgery.
Isn't that a word?
Drudgery. Look,
we didn't have to have the historians excuse us. Okay.
The English people now excuse us. We but were
guess
not.
What? We are showing up as ourselves today.
That's authentically. Loud and what's it? Proud and
Loud and proud.
Loud and proud. Like, it's just wrong in all
we are
aspects.
Here. Okay.
You hear me? And give it to me.
Indeed. Well, I am so thankful for this conversation.
I'm glad.
Beyond. Like, yeah. This was really good. This was really fun. Dr. Jeanine K gave all the information. And so we want to thank y'all for being here with us in this amazing session. If you're listening to this morning, noon, evening, or night, thank you, and we see you guys next time.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of What's Good Podcast with your girl, Brianna Javon. If you found today's discussion inspiring, don't forget to hit the subscribe button on your preferred podcast platform. Explore additional resources on our website at whatsgood-productions.com and find our social media links listed in the show notes. Stay tuned for more captivating stories ahead. Until next time, stay blessed and keep uplifting your community.